This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The Big Ten is proposing, honestly, I'm not even joking, quite possibly, this could be the worst idea that I've ever heard. They are going to expand the college football playoff. I don't know how many teams it will jump to, but even though we didn't really see a very competitive 12-team playoff, they now think that we need to add more teams to the college football playoff. I told you guys this when it first happened. Everybody laughed at me. Like, oh, I told you guys. The only reason that they are thinking about expanding the college football playoff is because kids told us they didn't want to play in these bowl games anymore. Bowl games have become less and less valuable. The only way to make bowl games valuable again is to rope them into the playoff. Therefore, kids have to play. That's the only reason why we are doing this. There are not 24 or 28 teams that are worthy of competing for the college football national championship. Now, I don't think we're going to get to 24 or 28, but it's even ridiculous that we would even be having this conversation. It makes me so mad and so frustrated that the people that run college sports just don't seem to like college sports. And I will say, if I could stand up on my soapbox for just a bit, I mean, we have spent our whole lives as millennials being told how bad participation trophies are and how soft our generation is. And now the old folks, they want to create a college football playoff in which 28 teams could be a part of. You know, when college football was at its best, when you had to win all of your games, there would never in the history of college football ever had been a system in which Ohio State could have lost to that Michigan team in the final regular season game and it not matter. They still got a home game in the college football playoff after losing to that sorry Michigan team that didn't make a bowl game last year. How? Well, that's the college football that we got. I'm trying to love it. I'm trying to embrace it. According to this, for example, this is from Pete Thamel, in the 2018 model, the Big Ten and SEC would each get 7 automatic bids, while the ACC and the Big 12 would each receive 5 teams. There ain't 5 teams in the ACC that should be in anybody's college football playoff. There certainly isn't in the Big 12. That would have included Colorado last year. And what world would Colorado, were they good enough to be in the college football playoff? What are we doing here? There would then be 2 auto bids for the non-Power 4 conference teams and then 2 at-large teams. You know what this is? This is to try to make everybody happy. Well, the Big Ten has added so many teams and the SEC has added so many teams. I mean, Oklahoma and Texas, you could have been in a league that had an automatic qualifier for it. You would have been the favorite most years to get the automatic qualifier, but no, you wanted to go see if the grass was greener on the other side. Now that you realize you've signed up to be the 7th best team in the SEC, you're now trying to figure out a way to still make the playoffs. No, get better. That's the solution. In the Big Ten, you're trying to make USC and Oregon and Washington and all these schools happy. So the team that comes in 6th place, they want to be included in the playoff. No, win more games. 5 teams in the ACC? I don't even think I can name 5 teams in the ACC. Who's in that league now? Cal is in the ACC. To let you know how screwed up college sports are, California is in the Atlantic Coast Conference. It's all stupid. It's all a waste of everybody's time. the Big Ten, they are considering an idea for massive playoff expansion that the postseason would grow from 24 to 28 teams. Sources tell ESPN, I want them to quickly know that we don't want this. Return to sender. Please keep this away from me. I mean, I think 12 is too many teams, but they're about to go. They're for sure going to 16. There's no question in my mind they are going to expand the college football playoff at least one more time. And then we'll complain about the team and we'll feel bad for the 17th best team in college football. The 17th best team in college football used to just go to the Holiday Bowl. Now we got to figure out a way to get them in the college football playoff. Rob, I hate it. It makes me sick.
This is legitimately one of the worst ideas I've ever heard. Kudos to you for reading all the, you know, particulars about the Big Ten's bad plan to get bad teams in the college football playoff. I saw Pete Thamel's tweet over the weekend say 24 or 28. I stopped reading. It's so stupid. It's just the dumbest thing ever. I would have been fine with 8. I wanted more than 4. 8 seemed like a fair number. We're going to end up at 12 or 16. 16 is probably the destination. I'm fine with 16. Why on earth are we going to 24? Why? This is like, now, credit to the powers that be for keeping the NCAA tournament at 68, but there's a lot of momentum for that thing to push to 76, which no one wants that either. Why? Why are we? I mean, I know the answer. The answer is money. Spare me the money answer, but it just, it's so bad for college sports. Like, we really need to have a world where BYU would have been a top 24 team last year. And I thought BYU had a nice season. They would want 10-2, won a bowl game. Good for BYU. They did not deserve a chance to win the national championship game. I'm sorry, they didn't. Tough break, you lose. That's just the nature of the beast.
Someone on the text line says, every other division of college football has more teams of them. Get rid of the bowl games. Maybe I'm wrong. We had a system in college football in place for a really long time that has helped it be the second most popular sport in America. That's what college football is. It is the second most popular sport in America. And all, like, I might complain at times about the NFL. Like, it's still kind of the same. You know, it's the same. It ain't that different. Honestly, it ain't that different. I don't know why we've drastically changed conferences, divisions, how the postseason is structured. Just radical changes in college football. And you know what? I don't know why we need to do that. I really don't. I don't know why we need to do that. It was fine. It was perfectly fine. Just the way that it was. Maybe it did need a little bit of tweak, if you want to say that. I mean, you know, it could always improve, but I just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.